to all this change is to ask what these disruptors, what Mark, Craig, Jimmy, Jeff, Kevin, and, of course, Google, would do. Google generously shares its own philosophy on its website, setting out the 10 things Google has found to be true. They are smart but obvious PowerPoint lines helpful in employee indoctrination, especially necessary when your headcount explodes by 50% in a year, to 16,000 at the end of 2007 and to 20,000 before the end of the following year. Focus on the user and all else will follow, Google decrees. It's best to do one thing really, really well. Fast is better than slow. You can make money without doing evil. There's always more information out there. The need for information crosses all borders. These are useful, but they don't tell the entire story. There's more to learn from watching Google. The question I ask in the title is about thinking in new ways, facing new challenges, solving problems with new solutions, seeing new opportunities, and understanding a different way to look at the structure of the economy and society. I try to see the world as Google sees it, analyzing and deconstructing its success from a distance, so we can apply what we learn to our own companies, institutions, and careers. Together, we will reverse engineer Google. You can bring this same discipline to